coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. And tonight, we're honored to have the great Jimmy Kimmel in studio. May I say this, that is it Thursday night? Yes, the show will run a day later on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. And that means for many of you in many parts of the country, the Man Show is on tonight.
On Fridays? Oh, it is me Sunday.
Because they'll repeat the Thursday show on Sunday, won't they?
Yes, you're right.
All right.
Most places.
Whatever.
Sunday night, 10 o'clock, Comedy Central.
By the way, too, I've got to do it. I'm going to be doing chats at
Dr. I can't finish my goddamn plug. You have to start talking.
Yeah, Jimmy, help me. Help me.
No, but he starts.
I'd like to say something, too. No. God forbid I say anything.
Well, wait, but just hold on a second.
You don't have to show off in front of me.
Jimmy knows radio, but I'm still saying Sunday nights on Comedy Central as you chime in with your plug.
Go ahead.
Now I'm done.
You see this?
I'm done.
Oh, now you got it in. So what do you have going on, Drew?
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. Now, I've got a chat at drdrew.com. Sex chat room, 5 o'clock Pacific time tomorrow.
All right.
Friday Pacific time, 5 o'clock.
What does that mean? People
go on the computer and they...
Are you naked on this thing now?
No, but if you'd like to join
me... If you were naked on this thing, I think a lot more people would look at it.
You get some hits.
Really? Naked in a pose down or something?
Tell people you're naked.
I'm naked at 5 p.m. tomorrow.
All right.
Live.
Perfect. What's up with the guy selling knives and all?
That's Pan Pan.
His name's what?
He called a couple nights ago.
Pan Pan.
He actually got through on the show.
Uh-huh.
Well, tell him the story.
Okay, here's what happened. I didn't tell you this, Jimmy. Jimmy and I have had a very busy last couple of weeks because we've been wrapping up the Man Show. And on Saturday, last Saturday, I was driving my car. It was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the cell phone rang, and it was a gentleman by the name of Pan Pan, which doesn't translate over the cell phone, by the way.
You thought it was Kirby or something.
I thought his name was like Doug. But anyway, Pan Pan, he explains that he got my cell phone number
genius
from Drew's wife, and that he'd like to sell
diabolical, isn't it?
And that he'd like to sell me some knives, and he wanted to know what I was doing this weekend, and it was 3 or 4 o'clock on Saturday. Want to know what I was doing this weekend?
Right.
And I said, well, you know, actually. And it was the only time I've ever been glad to work on Sunday. I said, you know, we have to shoot something on Sunday, which we did. So today's shot, and I got to shoot something on Sunday. He said, what time? I said, well, pretty much all day. I can meet you early. Say about 7:30.
Sunday morning?
Oh, no. To sell you those... I can't curse. Sell you those wonderful knives?
You thought we were going to get together Sunday morning at 7:30. So my reply to that was, are you high? And he said no. I think he took me seriously. But they went on to explain that he was a coach for your daughter in volleyball.
Is he really?
Yes, he is. He went to my high school.
Really?
And he goes to Georgetown. This is his summer job.
Really? This is the dumbest Asian person I've ever met.
He goes to Georgetown.
What? I don't care where he goes. He's not that smart.
He's selling
crappy knives. He's trying to convince me.
You're buying them, man.
When I used to sell, I'm not buying anything from this guy. Oh, he's buying it out of guilt. When I used to like sell candy bars for Little League and that kind of thing, if people I'd leave instantly if people didn't seem interested. It'd be like, you want to buy some chocolate bars? Well, not. Oh, that's okay. You don't have to buy.
You're inappropriate.
But I've told him to kill himself with the knives. I mean, I've gone through a number of things that he should do.
People don't understand. He's here tonight.
He's here tonight. With the knives, so we probably shouldn't be making fun of them. But and yet still, he keeps selling me on how much better they are than my very expensive knives that I have at home.
So, right.
They're only going to last 3 to 5 years.
That's what you call assertiveness training.
He's a good salesman, I guess.
You know the salesman angle I like, and this is not only knives, this is cars, this is everything, where they ask you the question that they know the answer to. So, you got the expensive German knives. Do you sharpen them every day?
Yeah. champagne. It asked me that.
Yeah.
Like, of course, I sharpen them every day.
Well, I don't oil and sharpen them every day, but I do run them through the sharpener. Just a sharpening stone. Sometimes I use the cutting oil. Yeah.
The hard sell, though, doesn't work so good when you're an Asian guy. If this was a black guy, I'd have a whole trunk full of knives right now. I had these black guys come to my house and selling magazines, three of them.
Yeah.
I said, give me everything you got. I'll take it.
I do that, too, because I feel bad for what we did. And then they got Pearl Harbor. What do we feel bad about?
Then this guy comes.
Japan's Chinese.
These guys asked me if I have any
beer. I know they're involved somehow.
They asked me, these guys that sold me the magazine, if I had any beer, and it wound up, they came into my house, and we started having beers in my house, me and three young black guys, and my wife comes home, she said, what is going on in here? See, that's what this guy needs.
Oh, no.
I know, I bought three magazine subscriptions from this black woman who came to my door. I've not seen one of them. That was about 5 years ago, and I bought like 4 years worth on all three of them.
I did the same thing. I got one of the seven magazines that I ordered, and it comes about 3 weeks after it hits the newsstands.
What is with the two of you that we've been on the air what 4.5 minutes and you've insulted every major ethnic
group?
We're not
insulting to the blacks. We're saying we feel bad, so we'll buy anything from them.
Yes, I will give a little extra consideration.
Right.
The Asians, however.
The Chinese guy is bound for Georgetown. I don't feel bad for it. But I'm still right. I'll buy a knife off him because he came out here.
Thank you.
Yeah. And he makes a good sell.
He'll buy a knife to kill your wife for giving the cell phone number out.
Can you believe she gave my cell phone number out?
That's excellent.
But she was just trying to get rid of it, right? I mean, that's a desperate move.
You know who needs knives? Adam. Yeah. He's got two homes.
Yeah.
He used two sets.
He needs a set for the car.
Well, when this all came up, he went on a 15-minute diatribe about the knives he gets at restaurants.
Yeah. Well, Adam does a lot of cooking at the house, too.
I don't like it when you go to a steak place and they give you a butter knife that's serrated on one side to cut the steak.
I don't like that.
In his car, his luggage, and his knives.
Yeah.
Right. I like to travel with knives.
I can see it at the airport
now. It's great.
Much as travel with Pan Pan. He'll have whatever kind of knife you need.
I would like to talk to Pan Pan about dropping this knife selling business for the summer and just being my personal valet. And I would love to, because the guy's name is Pan Pan, I'd love to say, I'll get Pan Pan right on it. You'll have to speak to Pan Pan. He's honest as the day is long. He'll take care of you.
We know that.
He gets up early. He's bold as hell. He's not scared to call a B/C celebrity on a cell phone cold. All right. So and Jimmy did take some interest in the cleaver that Pan Pan was showing over there.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, but it weighs like 9 pounds or something.
Well, that's, you don't just drop it on the whatever you're cleaving.
Yeah.
All right. Nice. So Pan Pan may make a sale yet. Jimmy was cutting some rope.
We'll see. We'll negotiate with Pan Pan.
Why is it when they demonstrate knives, they cut anything but food? They got an engine block. They got aluminum can. They got rope. Anything but a food product.
Chopped into rope. Yeah. I like, if he made me something to eat, I might have bought something. He's like, and look at this. You could use a sandwich. Watch. Let me cut through this beer can.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Make me a sandwich. Maybe I'll buy the thing.
Give him some ideas.
All right. Pan Pan. Go out and get some luncheon meats. You might have a sale. All right. Well,
go.
All right. So Jimmy, what do you hear plugging? What are you talking about?
I don't know if you've seen a program called the Drew. Have you seen this? I know you're on the internet chatting a lot, but it's called The Man Show. It's on
television. The Man Show.
Best show. Yes, yeah, says Governor Jesse
Ventura.
That's
just a governor saying that.
Well, if it weren't for him, that drop, I never would have heard it mentioned.
Except
every 5 minutes.
It is hysterical.
To the point that the
Dr. Drew has made some very comical appearance on the show this season.
Actually. Oh, yeah, thank you.
They have
that.
Not been aired yet, but they're very good. You did very good work.
Well, thank you. God bless
you. You could dump this whole thing. You and Pan Pan hit the road. Song and dance team.
Throw knives at you. You could throw scalpels at him.
Well, I'm thinking about a new 12-step organization. Adam's going to be be fashioned after him.
Thank you. So, again, you're talking about what show, Jimmy?
The Man Show. Which is, it's a program for men, hence the title, The Man Show. And the host of the show, I'm one of the hosts of the show, and then Adam Carolla, a very funny gentleman. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
Super talented.
He's also on the show.
Did you guys see, by the way, I'm going to take you off topic here. Talking about you guys and your improbabilities, my favorite part of the show is where you guys answer questions from the audience and stuff. Did you see You Don't Know Jack?
Haven't seen it yet.
They asked me to host that show, actually.
Both of you.
I wisely said no.
No, I think both of you would have done great on that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I said comedy. I said Wesley said, no, I think it's doing really well. Yeah. I thought, ah, who's going to watch that?
Yeah, it I guess.
No, I thought it was great. I thought it was great. Oh, no. It's courageous.
I haven't seen it, but I'm going to go with it sucks, yeah. too, because I...
Because you aren't the host.
I don't want to feel like I made a mistake, you know? Yeah.
Pan Pan gave it one cleaver down. I love that Pan Pan. I question him on that. Why can't they just call you Pan? Are there other guys in your family named Pan? Is there a Pan Senior, Pan Junior? Be you like Pan Pan the Third?
It seems like maybe he should sell pans.
No, and he said it's a term of endearment. It's like Ling Ling.
That's the term of endearment?
The real name is Ling.
Right.
You say it twice, it's like...
I really do think this. I'd like someone to get on the internet and figure this out. I swear to Christ, Pan Pan was the name of the panda bear that was on the Brady Bunch cartoon series. Whoa. Remember they had those crazy panda bears?
No, I don't even remember.
Brady Bunch had a cartoon series, yeah. And there was like a couple of panda bears and a magpie that could fly around using like a sorcerer magpie. Was everyone high back then? Okay.
Did your wife buy knives from him?
Oh, yeah.
She did. Mm. How many?
I asked him. I wish
Pan Pan, how many? Hold up whatever fingers you have left.
Was you buy two knives? Three knives?
Oh
my God.
Ten knives.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you better get another show, Drew. Yes.
All right. Anyway, 10 o'clock, Comedy Central, Sunday nights. And I'll tell you, I was watching the Emmy nominations today. Mm. And if there was a category for comedy, The Man Show would be in it. That's what I said to myself.
No Rachel, Emmy nominations?
Shocked. If there was one for comedy,
I see.
Yeah. It would be
comedy
in it.
Comedy / variety.
It would be in it. Yeah. Rachel?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yes.
What's up?
My situation is I was having intercourse with my boyfriend, doggy style, and he stuck his finger up my bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And well, it's just been making me feel kind of weird. And
what do you mean by that?
Is it still in there?
you mean you have a persistent weird physical feeling or a weird emotional feeling?
Emotional.
You didn't like that he did that?
I didn't know. I think I just didn't know how to feel. So it kind of worried me. And I just needed to know, like...
You liked it, but you don't think you should like it?
Well, I think it made me feel awkward more than the fact that whether I liked it or not.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been has this guy been your boyfriend?
About a year.
Have you had other sexual partners?
Yeah.
And any problem with any of those?
No.
And this relationship's been going real well?
Yeah.
Has he asked you to do anything else that you haven't liked?
No.
Well, he didn't ask.
I understand, but if there's any sort of other circumstances.
You don't ask, by the way.
For that one.
No.
That's not such a big deal, is it?
No.
No, but I'm trying to figure out what's bothering her so much. She feels violated. She feels like, oh my God.
Do you feel violated? Does it leave you wanting more?
No, I guess
Jimmy, you've been on that Man Show set way too long.
Well, no, maybe she's worried he's going to take the next step. And I was like, that's how guys are. Let me try this out, see how she responds, and then we'll go to...
Yeah, if you don't tell him that you don't like it, he may try the next step.
Right.
Right. Well, big toe.
Yeah, I think he kind of wanted to, but I just kind of said, that felt weird.
Right. And then he stopped.
Why can't you be more honest that, hey, I really didn't like that? I've got to try.
But she's not saying that. She's just saying...
I just didn't have time to process it, you know? And then later on, I just felt embarrassed bringing it back up, so I didn't bring it back up. But I left with him knowing, I thought it felt weird. And he was like, well, but did it feel good? And I'm like... I guess. I don't know.
This is the same thing Adam and Jimmy are doing. They keep going to, well, then it must have felt good. You're just ashamed of the fact that it felt good. I'm saying you didn't like it. You're embarrassed. You're violated. You're surprised. And you don't know how to express all these feelings to him. I suspect you're even angry.
Maybe delighted.
How long? I agree with both of you. How long does it take to process a thumb in your ass, by the way?
Was it the thumb?
Is that a three-day period? How long does that take?
Which finger was it? Do you know?
I think it was the middle finger.
You're going to have a talk with the finger, that's all.
Why can't you begin telling him how you're feeling and see where it goes?
Okay.
Because it doesn't sound like you felt great about it.
No, I didn't. That's
sounds
what
like,
I'm calling
yeah, you. Sounds like you felt awful about it. And it's caused all sorts of ambivalent feelings about him, and you better just see what those are. And I suspect until you start telling them what they are, you're not going to figure it out for yourself.
And here's the answer. If you tell him it's no big deal, but if you stew about it and start screaming at him about other stuff and cutting him off sexually and everything, then it turns into a big deal. So just go tell him.
Yeah.
Okay. All right?
Okay. So I guess my question was, is that atypical or is that...
It's adventuresome, but it doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, thanks.
Right.
It's not that adventuresome, though.
Well, Jimmy, what would be adventuresome?
Oh, I guess like a safari up your ass would be adventuresome, but yeah.
Camel.
That's not that big a deal, though. A finger in the ass?
In yours? Or?
Hand van. Really? Come in here for a second.
You ever put any rope up there, Pan Pan? Oh, wow.
Well, you just did give us a finger, not in the ass.
Eric, he really knows how to make a sale. Eric, you're 29. What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Show on radio.
Thank you.
So first thing, Dr. Drew, I'm a nurse, so I just want to say I hope you write nice and legibly.
Yeah, I wish I did.
Hold on. Hey, Eric.
Yeah.
You know how... you know, male meter maids like to be called traffic enforcement personnel.
Okay.
Don't you male nurses have some sort of euphemism for your job, too?
You know, it's funny homosexuals. You ask that because I've been saying that since I've been a nurse, because nurse is an outdated term. When I tell people that I'm a nurse, they think of a nurse what a nurse was 100 years ago.
No, now they call them patient advocates. Right?
Really?
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, or patient.
You got the word advocate in there. That's a step in the right direction.
Patient care specialist. Patient care specialist.
Biggest magazine.
Right?
I like that. Patient care specialist.
Yeah.
Because I've been trying to think of a new term for instead of nurse.
You could just go with the traditional gay.
I fight that stereotype constantly.
Really?
Turn it into some sort of initials that people can't decipher, and it always makes you seem smarter than they are.
You know, patient care specialist, you probably get more empowerment out of that, too, because it suggests that you have specialty services within a hospital system, true.
That sounds good, yeah.
What about assistant doctor or vice doctor or something like
they've
that?
They've got that, the physician's assistants.
Yeah, there are physician's assistants already out there.
All right. Well, what's your question, Eric?
Okay. Well, first of all, Adam, I know that you hate computers, but are you aware of the endless vault of internet porn that you're missing?
Yeah, I'm told. They try to lure me over to the dark side of computers on an almost weekly basis by promising me more porn, but I won't go for it.
It's also, you got to remember, for Adam, everything is a question of what's the path of least resistance.
Oh, okay.
And so much porn lands on in your desk, in your house.
His pants.
Oh, my God. I go to the man show.
Oh, yeah. It's like you could build a shed out of the empty porn boxes. Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what is that?
Well, okay. So speaking of the man show, here's the thing. Now, this is going to sound like a joke, but it is not. Now, Adam, I think you'll like this because I remember you saying you used to work at McDonald's. If you remember a couple years ago, that old woman that spilled coffee on herself, got burned, and got $3 million for that.
It was like 5-6 years ago, right?
It was about 6 years ago.
Yeah.
That's correct. Well, I'm the guy that made that cup of coffee.
Wow.
No joke.
Who was the woman?
Estelle Getty.
I don't recall her name.
But, I mean, what was she like? What kind of person was she?
She was old. She was like 90. She was the passenger. She put this coffee between her legs and spilled it on herself and just sat in it, did not get out of the car. That's why she got burned so bad.
Well, what do you need a vagina for at 90 anyway?
To hold a coffee?
Did you have to
Is it just become a cup holder? Is that what happens to the vagina after, let's say, 75?
I really should close it down.
Did you have to get paramedics there and all kind of stuff? Or
No. Well, okay, now here's the story. Now, see, what it is, I know that on the man show you guys have said that you can send in a tape and you might air it. So I'm wondering if this is something you'll be interested in.
Well, you have a tape of this happening?
Well, no, I don't. But I can.
You're going to do it to some old lady?
I could make a tape.
A tape that of a reenactment of narrating?
Yeah, sort of like that. Because here's the story: this woman, she comes through at like 9 o'clock at night, and she ordered coffee. Now you know, Adam, we have to keep fresh products. So at 9 o'clock at night, we don't keep fresh coffee.
But Eric, hold on a second. Uh-huh. I'm more interested in the tape you're going to make.
Yeah, really.
How are you going to make this tape of an event that happened 6 years ago?
Oh, well, kind of what happened with this.
He's going to tell you. No, I'd rather see some pictures of you in the white shoes.
Yeah.
That would be more entertaining.
With a little hat.
Right.
Do you have to wear white shoes?
Yeah.
All right, so what happened? So you made new coffee.
So I had the headphones on, I hear her order coffee, so I run over and start brewing it fresh right away. So that's why it was so hot, because it was freshly brewed.
Oh.
So she gets up to the window. I hand it to her. She puts it in her lap, subsequently spills it on herself, gets upset, wants to talk to the manager. So the manager, who is kind of a sarcastic woman, goes in, talks to her for a few minutes, and then they take off, and the manager comes out of the drive-thru window and says, "That old bag's just upset because she can't get anything else hot between her legs."
Oh, my God.
All right, now you should make a tape of this. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. That is a true story. That was actually what happened.
All right. Well, let's start with an audio cassette. Yeah. We'll run that on the show. Mm-hmm. And
see how the viewers like it.
I got a great poster for you, too.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Now I got to hear his poster. I can't help it. What poster? Very fast.
Okay. Well, he took a picture of me standing outside of this McDonald's holding a steaming cup of coffee with a big smirk on my face and says, "If you want cold coffee, go to Denny's."
All right.
That's great.
So right. He's been waiting for years.
All right. That's why he got in a fast-paced, lucrative world of nursing.
This is why we get paid a lot, because we hear ideas like this all the time. It's not for our skill. It's because of the abuse that we have to constantly endure.
Right. And you know, I just had this thought about if I was a male nurse, I'd be wearing like some sweatbands and maybe like some blackout, you know, under my eyes or something. I would really butch it up. Yeah. Like I'd try to take, you know, they wear those like white polyester slacks with the flared bottoms and those horrible white sort of unisex shoes
earth
and
shoes.
Stuff.
Earth
those earth shoes. They always have too much sole. Yeah. What's up with the nurse? Where are they going? You know what I mean? Okay, they walk around a hospital, but construction guys walk around all day in boots. Why do they have to goddamn comfortable all
you
the time?
You can't go too macho, though, because then it looks bad. You know, you look like one of the village people. What you really do is, like, shave your favorite team's name into your head or walk around.
Big G with the Green Bay thing.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah. Or with a big foam finger, number, you know, for some team.
Something, one of those beer hats.
Yeah.
Something, and I have to butch up my uniform just a little bit. Hey, Jason?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I first of all, I like to say that I love your show. Adam and Drew, you guys are great.
And the man show.
And the man show. Jimmy, you're great, too.
Thank you.
Do you know the names of those cartoon pandas from the Brady Bunch cartoon?
Yeah, I heard you say that someone should get on the internet, and I did as you told me.
Yeah.
And I found it that their names were Ping and Pong.
Ping and Pong, that's right. Pretty close to Pan Pan.
Oh yeah, pretty close.
Let's change his name to Ping Pong.
All right, Ping
Jason,
Pong.
Thanks.
Ping
Pong.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, right. And what about that magpie that flew around by its tail feather spinning around like a helicopter blade?
Its name was Foosball.
We'll put you on hold.
Look that up, all right?
Marlin.
Oh, Marlin. That's right. Or it was like Merlin the magician.
Marlin. Okay. Yeah, it's right. M-A-R-L-O-N.
Thank you.
And it looks like the guy named Larry Storch.
Sure.
Oh, sure, yeah. Larry Storch was bewitched.
Right? F-Troop.
Yeah, F-Troop, yeah.
He got the main billings for that cartoon because he had the...
Sure, he was...
He did those three voices.
He did Marsha. All right. All right, Jason, thanks. Have fun not dating this weekend, okay?
Hey, Jimmy, now with you as a guest here, we have burned through two calls that segment, so I want to thank you. The two of you are just really great radio.
Oh, please, you're not helping people. Who are we kidding here?
All right, I'm going to...
I put a finger in my ass.
I'm going to...
call the police.
Ping Pong, I want you to make me up like what I would call like the vegan set. You know, a very light knife set, all right? We'll take a break and we'll be back.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Wow, wow, wow. We'll
be right back.
Hey, everybody. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Our guest is Jimmy Kimmel. He, of course, is the co-star of The Man Show. Funniest show on television, according to Governor Jesse Ventura. Sunday nights on Comedy Central, 10 o'clock. And one of the repeats, Jimmy, Wednesday.
They've been running them, right?
Thursday, Saturday?
Yeah, we should just promote the Sunday, though.
All right, screw that. Yeah. Sunday nights, 10 o'clock. And also, you can find Jimmy doing the Fox pregame coming up in a few months, right?
Ooh, we're also in Jane Magazine, it looks like, and... Here's how you know that we're doing well. We're on the same page as Moon Unit Zappa.
That's right. We got to get a new publicist. We're in this month's Jane magazine, and I think Jimmy was telling them about the time he made me believe that the lead singer from the Dixie Chicks was in love with me.
Was stalking him.
Yeah, more than love.
That was one of the best practical jokes of all time.
You would enjoy being that.
Well, I want to see the video footage of that.
Oh,
you guys
if
all
only I hadn't lost it, it would be
what?
Yeah. I have a knack for losing things. I lost it immediately, though, in fairness to me, so it's almost like I didn't tape it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. One day we'll tell that story again. It was a great story. Yeah. The thing that was great is, the big submarine sandwich. And
it's on the best of coming up next week. He's going to...
Oh, it is?
You're going to review that whole story.
All right. Okay. Well, listen next week. And, is it... Anderson, is it with the Dixie Chicks? Are they in the studio, or am I just telling the story?
You're telling the story to some girl that you're trying to impress, and it backfires.
I see. Interesting. All right. I have no idea. Did we hear him over the air?
He said that there's a guest, a female.
Yes, I heard. Yeah. I heard that. I don't know if everyone can hear Anderson.
That one
just
he could.
He likes to mix it up. Yeah. So
sometimes it seems
like I'm just answering nobody, and then other times I'm explaining what he said after everyone heard it. Fiona?
Hello?
You're 16?
Hi, Adam and Drew. I love you guys. Adam, I have your name on my shoes.
Oh, that's right. That's how you know you've arrived.
Too.
You're what?
On my underwear, too.
Oh, that's great. So if you lose them in camp, they'll return them to me.
Well, I've called before. You might remember me. Like, I used to sleep with my parents.
Keep going.
Yeah, well... I'm really messed up. Well, my question today is...
What do you mean you're really messed up?
I'm whacked out.
Well, you got Adam's name on your shoes.
But what else are you doing besides that?
A lot of folks have that, Jimmy.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm talking to you, Adam. Yeah. I love you.
Yeah. Well,
that's a strike against you, certainly.
Get in line,
this is
what
happens when you sleep with your parents.
I love you so much. You're so sexy, Adam.
But what else? What else are you been inside?
And unlike the other girl last night, I know your hobbies.
You know my hobbies, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Have you been in psychiatric hospitals or something? What do you mean you're whacked out?
No, but I'm on Paxil.
Yeah. Now, how long did you sleep with your parents?
Oh, since I was a little girl.
Until when?
Until six, I don't know, until I was 15.
Why?
Maybe. I don't know.
Did you have a small house or something?
No, big house, but I don't know.
Okay.
I felt comfortable there.
This is not about her, it's about her parents. I think I remember telling you this before. It's your parents' job.
Yeah.
To help you individuate to the point that you can feel safe doing things by yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. My parents were so hell-bent on not coddling us kids that my dad actually moved out when I was 7.
You got to live in the garage.
Yeah, I got to live in the garage.
Do you know all the details of the garage?
Oh, yeah, in a popcorn bucket.
In a popcorn bucket. Souvenir popcorn bucket.
And
I know them all too well.
Let me say this, because I say it once in a while, but I can never say it enough. Parents, if you're listening, you rolled the dice, and it came up snake eyes. Because now I got the radio show. Smart move. Smart. Adam. You played the odds, but you got burned.
Adam.
Yeah?
I really don't know what you see in Jimmy. He's like hairy and fat.
How dare you?
First off,
we don't really have a physical relationship.
You don't?
Not yet.
No.
We'll see what happens.
You don't understand,
Cincinnati.
Jimmy. Oh, he's been talking about that for quite some time. I guess it's just all fantasy at this point.
Yes, it's still all fantasy. Wait till we get older.
Okay, my question is... like when I was 7 and my little brother was 3.
One time at band camp?
Right.
No, I used to masturbate in front of him.
When he was 3?
Regularly?
Yeah.
And how's he doing now?
I don't know. That's why I'm scared, because he's going into puberty and he might remember, and I'm scared.
Well, did you masturbate till orgasm, or were you just sort of...
Just being provocative
in front of you.
Yes.
What was going through your mind at the time? Do you remember?
This is fun.
And what were your sort of intention with it? Did you have one?
Just to get excited, because it felt good.
How much? But
why him? Why did you need him involved?
I didn't need him. Like, I just thought to myself, oh, he's a baby. He's not going to remember.
Well, maybe he won't.
Well, kids will do these sexually provocative things when there's sort of trauma in the house when they're hyper aroused because of, you know, parents fighting or breaking up or somebody on drugs or something excessive going on.
My dad was an alcoholic.
Okay, well, that's the kind of thing. See, in my patients, sometimes their kids will act out for a short while. They'll masturbate at school and stuff. And there's sort of these bizarre,
that's
sort of aggressive acts. Not after 9.
Oh.
But before that, yeah, not after 2. But, no, they will do these strange acts that are sort of sexually provocative.
Very chipper, though, Goldie Hawn type attitude towards her insanity.
Yeah, she's very jovial about her disease. I like that. I wish more crazy people. You know, I've said many times, I miss the crazy people who thought they were Napoleon instead of the guys who want to put a broken bottle in your spine at the park, you know. I'd like to get back to that day where, you know, where you chase around with big nets.
Making pronouncements in the park.
I'm Napoleon in a guy in a white suit with chasing with a net. I like that kind of crazy.
Yeah.
That fun, innocent crazy. All right, so look, tell Fiona what to do real fast and we'll get another call.
I didn't hear a question.
Oh,
she doesn't have one.
She doesn't have one. Okay. Your brother's fine. He doesn't remember.
This is not nearly as bad. It's not about you so much as what else was going on with your parents. That's the big issue here. And, you know you've got some issues. You might want to get some therapy because this stuff can be treated.
All right. I want to talk to this vasectomy guy. Scott?
Yes.
You're 29?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Hey, about 2 months ago, I ended up getting a vasectomy, and my nuts ache every day. And it's really bothering me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't.
Are you taking any anti-inflammatories or anything like that?
They put me on that about, actually, it was probably 2.5 months ago that I had it done, but about 3.5 weeks ago, they put me on it. I went and had everything checked out because I felt it was a problem. And still no results.
What was
like I've constantly been kicked in the nuts.
Oh, beautiful. What was the anti-inflammatory they put you on?
To be honest with you, I do not know.
Was it once a day, 3 times a day?
Once a day.
Vioxx?
I couldn't quote it to you.
They may want to put you on something stronger that way. They may want to treat you with some antibiotics.
Well, what's going on with him?
I don't know. They may want to do an ultrasound to see what's going on. It just sounds like inflammation, and whether it's inflammation and infection or just some sort of leftover inflammation from the surgery. But it's not. People that have vasectomies should not expect to have to walk around with painful nuts. That's not okay.
Okay.
Okay, so you should. You want to get that on a loop?
Yeah, you should be a spokesman for the National Council of Vasectomies.
No, you should go back to the doctor until you get some solution.
I wouldn't leave. I'd be standing in the doorway till the pain subsided.
Yeah.
That's the worst ever.
Doctors are very tricky that way because they go, it's going to hurt for a couple of days, get the F out of here, and then it should go away. So they clear everybody out. It'd be great if every business worked that way. Like, if you fix cars, you go, it's going to drive like crap and leak oil for a few days. Go ahead, take it. Get out of here. Give me some money. Okay, see ya. And then it'll probably clear up. It's great because you leave, you feel worse when you leave the doctors after they've done a procedure on you, and they get some of the money and it gets you out of there, Drew, right?
Whatever.
I mean, is there any other business that works that way where it's actually worse when you leave and it's going to be bad and you should pay me anyway? You know what I'm saying?
No.
It works great. So, Scott, yeah, he told you it was going to be sore for a few days, and
but
it's been a few months.
It's been too long, yeah.
Right. So you go back.
Okay.
Keep going back. It's not okay that it hurts. Okay?
In the meantime, ice them.
Yeah, you can ice them. Might help.
Really?
You tried that?
I was kidding, but ice them.
No, ice them.
No, it works. I you never think that ice on your nuts would feel so good.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Can you masturbate?
Oh, very well.
Oh, you can. Well, what I love about that.
Of course.
No problem.
So, would I be wasting my time calling you if that was a problem?
Andrew, did Adam tell you about my terrible medical problem that I had?
Oh, no. Is more blood out the ass?
Headache during orgasm, HDO. Have you heard of this?
Why did you tell me about this?
I thought he talked to you about it.
No, I didn't. I didn't actually. I looked it up on the internet. But
it needs to be worked up.
I guess it's fairly common.
If that's what it is.
Well, no, it's gone now.
You get a headache during or masturbation.
Oh, just not in sexual act, but just when you're by yourself.
No, it was in the first time I got it was in the sexual act.
Hmm.
Don't tell my wife. She hit me over the head with a pan.
Pan, a Cutco knife?
No, and I got this excruciatingly horrible headache.
Was it?
And I mean, it was really the worst headache I've ever
had. Did you have visual changes with it?
I was a mess for like 2 hours.
Seriously?
And then I tried masturbating the next night, and I had it again.
That's the genius of the doctor.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't know it was related. I thought I just had a headache that night.
Was your neck stiff with this?
Not really. No, the neck wasn't stiff, but I eventually got over it. I read on the internet it usually lasts about 2 weeks and it goes away, and sure enough, it did.
I mean, there is such a thing, but it's always good to look through other causes. Too,
mm-hmm. But he went and had a CAT scan.
Good, excellent.
Yeah, everything looked fine.
I bet.
Relatively, anyway.
All right, we were going to take ourselves a break. Jimmy Kimmel's here from the Man Show. On when, Jimmy?
Sunday nights at 10 o'clock, Comedy Central.
Fantastic. Of course, Dr. Drew and you, and we'll be back after this. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey, everybody.
This is it. It's Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Pan. Hit the road, bro.
The knife salesman kid.
Don't leave this in.
The kid who's selling knives.
Me in a room with Jimmy relentless. And Adam and
he's really
swords.
Relentless.
Swords.
There you go, Pan.
Phone number for Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Jimmy Kimmel is our guest tonight from the Fox Sports pregame show. And, of course, the Man Show, Sunday nights on Comedy Central. 10 o'clock.
Jimmy. Yeah. Are you going to play in the Dodger game this year?
I was invited to play in the Dodger game.
Yeah, me too. What do you think?
Going to
go?
We were both invited.
Going
to
play?
Adam was specifically not invited. I'd love to have to go to a wedding, unfortunately.
I sent a team in to try to get him in. I did.
Did you really?
I knew he'd like it.
Really? I sent a team in to keep him out. Well, it's a lot funnier.
You didn't have to.
Really, yeah. Adam's not welcome at Dodger Stadium. Not just for the celebrity game, but even as a spectator.
He's not allowed to wear blue.
Well, I'll now become a Crip. So I had a little problem there a few years back, and I've not been asked to play in it again. And it's too bad too, because to get out on Dodger Stadium.
Yeah. It's great. Drew and I love it. We love it every year. We really enjoy it.
Drew, you don't even play though. You go there and tell them you don't want to play.
Yeah, I go because I want to get my kids out on the field, let them meet the Dodgers. I love the batting warm up part.
He likes to shower with the guys.
It's fun just to hit a ball in Dodger Stadium.
But it's great when you're standing in line and that jackhole Tony Danza shoves his way to the front, and then he puts on a little show of, you know, his batting, and then he demands a wooden bat because a real player wouldn't use an aluminum bat. He takes two cuts with a wooden bat and goes, "Where's the aluminum?"
And Corbin Burnson and
throwing his curveballs.
Who are the other a-holes of that group? And they don't have any real celebrities anymore. They used to be like Billy Crystal and Tom Selleck and guys like that. I mean, in years past, they used to play at night, and they'd play a good long game, and there'd be like, John Wayne out there and stuff, and it's fallen apart. It really has. It's not even worth going to. That's why I don't go.
I think how different it would sound if he were actually going. the greatest celebrities on earth going.
Steve? Well, what's the name of the guy who didn't let me play again?
Jack Gilardi.
Velarde, was it? Velarde or Gilardi?
I think it's Gilardi.
Gilardi. Jack, you know, you always have an open invitation to kiss my hairy ass.
He's been in bed for 4 hours.
Yes, cramping into a bag. Steve?
Yeah?
You're 25.
I am 25.
What's up?
I love your show. Oh. I listen all the time, and you guys rock.
Thanks.
Steve. Adam, you the man.
Oh, you got a good question. You want to know what?
I do have a good question.
You want to know what
so
Jimmy?
Glad I got through.
What Jimmy did on Kilborn a few weeks ago?
He was on Kilborn a few weeks ago, and he was dressed up as who was it, Jimmy?
Richard Simmons.
Yeah, and you like stood up, and I don't know. Did you? You know, I don't know what words I can say, but you
expose yourself.
A testicle came out. It was a testicle.
Was it your testicle?
It was somebody's testicle. No.
Jimmy, Drew, you didn't know about this, but
because it was great, they blurred it. Kilborn made a big scene.
He almost had a heart attack.
Grab it,
Jimmy did Kilborn about three weeks ago, and he for some reason decided to dress as Richard Simmons, which
seemed like a good idea.
It turned out to be really funny, and then also the joke was he was going to wear those short, you know, dolphin shorts, and when he stood up at a certain point, he had our prop department make a big set of novelty nuts.
Oh. Yeah.
The, looked pretty realistic, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw them. They looked
all
good.
All too realistic, yeah.
And the idea is when he stood up, these would fall out of his shorts when he was demonstrating something. And I watched it that night, and they just blurred it out. And Kilbourne was kind of going nuts because I don't think he knew what to expect.
I didn't tell anybody.
And
it's funnier if they don't know.
I think it read real to him, didn't it?
He didn't know what was going on, but he knew that he needed to step in and do something.
It was groundbreaking television.
Yeah, thank you.
They ruined it for me.
Thank you.
All the people at home.
Thanks, Steve.
It must have been nice to be the one to say that I made those testicles for Jimmy Kimmel. In the prop department.
Oh, yes, yes. They did fine work. I think they actually took quite great pride in making those testicles.
It's on the
mold of yours?
No, they just used a set, for basically about a 200-pound guy set of nuts. But it's on their reel, they were telling me. All right, Steve.
Okay, hey.
Now you know.
What up to Pan Pan?
Yeah. First shout-out for Pan Pan tonight, the knife salesman. Jamie.
Jamie got a little working during the break here, too.
Yeah, he came back in. He cut through some leather. what his mom is cooking him.
Again,
I don't need knives to cut leather.
I've seen him do he cut a penny with some shears. He's done leather and a rope. Still not seen food cut.
Yeah.
Jamie?
Hello.
You're 17. What's up?
Sorry, I didn't have a really interesting question, but I feel too weird asking my psychiatrist if Prozac doesn't make it harder for you to have an orgasm, or just does it make you less horny?
It can do both or either. And you really do need to talk to your psychiatrist about this. These are some of the more common and uncomfortable side effects. And Prozac does it very powerfully, suppresses your libido, and can impair orgasm. And it does it for women rather severely. Okay.
Is there anything else that doesn't do?
Yeah, a lot of things. Cerazone, Wellbutrin, Remeron.
Well, don't you take the Wellbutrin with the Prozac?
That's one of the ways to do it, or if it's important for her to be taking Prozac. Or you can switch to Wellbutrin or switch to Cerazone, and I suggest you talk to your doctor about it.
So you were having orgasms got on the Prozac?
Psychiatrists won't be like, this freaking
Jamie, they're psychiatrists. Yeah. Sexual functioning is sort of their foundation of what they do and talk about. Even though Adam won't talk about his masturbation.
It's not history. When it becomes a problem.
Oh. How many times a day is a problem?
Hold on. When I get in my second accident because driving, because of masturbating, then I'll bring it up. Drew wants me to sit in the therapist's office. And I told
him. He talks about it on TV and the radio all night. How much more can he talk about it?
Do you find it slightly bizarre that he talks about it everywhere else, but will not, he's afraid to mention it to his therapist?
No, I don't think he thinks of it as a problem.
Once a day.
Once
Jimmy's
a day plus iron.
Once a day.
Oh, yeah.
But he once a day, but even when he has a partner, it's like, it's not the real thing. The real thing is more important than working with a partner.
Oh, that's just a line, right?
Yeah. Sex is good. It's just not the real thing. Look, and I've also told you this, Drew. If I am comfortable and I'm sitting on a sofa and I begin talking about masturbation, I will masturbate. And I'm scared that's going to happen.
Once it enters into his brain, it's done. I do the same thing. If I'm laying there in bed and I think, masturbate, there's no use fighting it. I better get up and get it over with.
Yeah, but his concern is sitting on a couch talking to a therapist on the couch, sitting, talking masturbation. Pow,
it's going to happen. Yeah. I mean, maybe if I timed it for just the last 3 minutes of the session, I could run out and do it in the car or on the way to the car or
maybe
something.
If you take a bullet out of the chamber before you go into the session.
In the dressing room, in the waiting room. Squeeze one off.
Yeah.
All right.
Instead of signing in.
I'll do that next time, Drew. Dare you, Sarah? And by the way, normal guys that we know are good for once a day.
Yeah, bro. Everybody
you think
I know.
That's absurd?
That's why pot smokers hang around pot smokers.
Masturbators hang around.
That's the attraction.
Yeah, alcoholics hang around. Heroin addicts hang around alcoholics.
You would guess, though. I mean, you know this stuff that more guys masturbate once a day. The majority of guys masturbate once a day. Pan, how many? Pan.
Five times a day. No, listen. It was actually what you used to do that was more of a concern to me. That was like 3 to 5 times a day kind of thing. And the
with
fact,
the fist,
yeah, and that it would be a preference.
Preference.
Well, you were. I forget what we were talking about, but you you had a partner. And
three to five times a day. I never told you 3 to 5 times. That was high school.
That's what
By
I'm
the way, every
about.
Time you say had a partner, it makes him sound gay.
Yeah.
Just say girlfriend.
A girlfriend.
Say lover.
Lover.
Or life partner.
A husband.
All right. I'm done with this, Drew. Sarah?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, you're 14. What's up?
Well, first, I just want to say I love all of you, all three of you, and I have you on my shoes and my socks. Whatever, whatever.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
And your socks.
Drew, you're a passionate man.
Passionate. He's a very passionate man.
Yeah, I love you, Drew. But, okay, I'm sorry. I made up my question.
Oh, okay.
That's all right.
Well,
that's
okay. Nice way to finish the hour. Anyway.
Drew is a passionate man.
He really is. He really is. he loves women. I mean, he really does. I don't know what's so funny
he's
about
rolling
that.
Around on the ground right now.
What was this? Seriously, you don't know. You don't understand.
Oh, he's his sexual
on a
metronome.
Scale, I mean, he's
really
not that passionate. No, I mean, he's
well, he doesn't stray.
Yeah,
but he really likes to give a woman a good banging on a. Oh, I mean, a frequent basis. I mean, when he was in high school, for Christ's sake, he was buying condoms in Chinatown. I mean, that's a passionate man. Yeah. Don't you love that story? Your dad knows every pharmacist in Pasadena, so you schlep out to Chinatown once a month and buy a case of condoms. What are you doing with all those condoms? You sell to friends?
He nailed.
I'm a horny. Don't I know you?
He nailed his wife so vigorously, triplets came out.
That's right. All right, we're going to take a little break. Jimmy Kimmel here, Man Show, Sunday night, 10 o'clock. And we'll be back with the passionate one after this.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back. Yep, it is Loveline, everybody. I'm Adam, that's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jimmy Kimmel's our guest tonight from The Man Show. Sunday nights, 10 o'clock, Comedy Central. Best show on television, according to Governor Jesse Ventura. And, of course, coming up soon with the...
And other wrestlers.
Fox pregame.
Yeah, other wrestlers like it, too.
Like
yeah.
Who?
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We met him, didn't we?
No.
Who was the one that
I met him.
Randy Savage is up here, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. No, maybe.
Yeah, there he is.
That's him, all right. Even he sounds like he's doing an impression of him.
Yeah, it's Randy Savage as Randy Savage.
Yeah, in the Randy Savage story. All right. I told Pan Pan I was going to buy two cleavers from
you
him.
You did? Two yeah. cleavers?
One for Jimmy.
One for me, one for you. And that wasn't good enough for him.
Really?
Oh, he's not done with you.
He went right for the catalog. I said, two cleavers.
There's nothing that's going to be good enough for him. He's one of these persistent guys.
He's relentless.
He's studying there at Georgetown.
International relationships.
Really?
Relationships. Oh, my
Pan
God.
Pan,
which country is he representing? I hope not ours. Pan Pan?
He just did the shape of the country.
He's going to be working for an international terrorist group.
U.S. something.
No. Yeah. Spell it out again.
United Arab Emirates.
Pan Pan is spelling things out like he's on the sideline of a USC
China.
Game.
China.
China? He did C and C. Oh, is it?
CCCP.
All right. Okay. Oh. Yeah. You can't go over there and represent him from China. You have to do it from the United States.
He's
angry. Yeah. All right, he's going to sell me these cleavers. Here's my prediction for Pan Pan. He'll graduate Georgetown in like 2.5 years. He'll work his way up through the system. He'll use his brain and his assertiveness. He'll climb the top of the corporate ladder, and his wife will kill him. When he's trying to sell her some knives on their honeymoon.
With one of those Cutco knives.
With the knife. Rose? Rose.
I am not only obsessed with the three of you, but just, you know, the show in general. But since I'm older, I don't have you guys on my shoes, sorry. But I do pay attention to everything that you say. So with your permission, before I ask the question, I'm just going to run through the list of the stuff that I know about you and Jimmy.
It sounds like you're like next door or something.
Yeah.
I practically am because I'm in Culver City.
Mm. Oh, you should come on out and buy a knife.
What do you mean, stuff you know about us?
Okay, so I listen to the Kevin and Bean show every single day. So I totally miss both of you from the show.
Oh, thanks. And for those of you who are not from L.A., that is the sister, the flagship station that carries the show. It's the morning show where Jimmy and I first met and fell in love 6-7 years ago.
Exactly. And you met each other at Bodies in Motion because Jimmy was needing to box and you were boxing there.
That's right.
I know that you lanced a boil yourself.
Where was it?
Did it?
Two.
Oh, that was the car. It was Carbuncle or whatever. Right.
Where was it?
Like, on his ass, right?
No, you're wrong. North Hollywood. it was almost in my asshole.
Okay.
Almost.
Almost in your asshole.
Oh, yeah, like you were saying it gently. Almost in my asshole.
Do you realize that I had to bounce a beam from a flashlight
right,
off of a mirror onto
yes,
the ass
exactly.
because it's the only way I could see it?
Exactly.
It's the way the Egyptians used to get light to the center of the pyramid. They theorize.
I know that you played football. I know that your dad's a therapist.
Yes.
I know that your mom was pretty much emotionally absent and provided little structure.
That's right.
Wow.
You. That's right.
Of course, you like the porn and the big boobs, and you have the whole boobville going on.
Oh, we have the boobville.
Forgot about that.
The masturbation and the napping is all, you know, that's, you talk about that too much.
Right. Well,
you
took care of both
are
today.
Obsessed with people that are able to fart on command.
I think we both are. That is being touched by the hand of God. They talk about people who are, you know, clairvoyant, those people, the healers, but to me it's the people who can fart on command.
Exactly. I believe you were atheist. You did the Big Brother with Team, right?
Oh, I was a Catholic Big Brother.
Catholic Brother.
No, Team was not my Big Brother.
Team was
it comes right after atheist.
Team was the friend, right?
Nate was my young ward, and Team was his fat Russian friend. Who
beaches ain't but hoes and tricks. Soak on these balls and leak on these...
Doesn't quite
remember
work.
Doing
that's
that.
One of your worst renditions of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
God he captured that. All right. Well, anyway, Rose, I'm boring myself. So
you're boring yourself.
What do you have a question?
Well, I know that since you know, Jimmy and you are both geniuses, I'm curious to know what other projects you have coming up after the Man Show.
We're building a gazebo.
Aside from that, like movies or anything like that,
we aren't at liberty to discuss this.
No, we can't. We're trying to work on a movie, and hopefully we're going to do it with Ivan Reitman. But you know, nothing's carved in stone yet. But it looks pretty good. And then we did this development deal with Comedy Central, where we're going to try to do some more shows for him that we're not necessarily in.
You're not necessarily.
Right.
But you're just attached to them.
Well, we'll produce them.
Okay.
Right.
And Jimmy, how's your cousin Sal?
Cousin Sal's doing well.
He's dynamite.
He's a dynamite lady.
Rose, I know these guys love to talk about themselves, but it's been about 6 minutes now, so we got to go. Okay.
Thank you, babe.
Thanks,
but let me tell you something about Cousin Sal. We had his birthday over at the party house, which, by the way, is paying for itself, a couple days back. And Jimmy, because Jimmy's really... I got to take this time to talk about Jimmy for a second, because a lot of people think he's an a-hole.
No.
But Jimmy is the most fiercely loyal, generous guy you'll ever want to meet. I mean, he will do more for a stranger than your own family will do for you. And if his, you know, Cousin Sal, I mean, moderately talented guy who's extremely funny and has a lot of good, like, mascot qualities. He's just a great guy to hang around with. And he was in New York doing nothing with his life. He was going to be an attorney, but Jimmy decided it was dead end, and he brought him out here, and he got him a good gig, and he's taken him under his wing, and Sal has really blossomed. And for his birthday, he got him Rowdy Roddy Piper. He flew him in
come
to the birthday party, and Sal's a fanatic about Rowdy Roddy.
Really? Boyhood idol. Yeah.
Sal almost started crying when Rowdy approached
him. It was a great moment.
It was a great, great moment.
Yeah.
Sal's usually not at a loss for words, but he was like a deer in the headlights Rowdy came out. Rowdy wore the kilt and the wrestling shoes, got
great.
Him in a headlock. It was really a great moment. Crystal?
Oh, hi.
It's like Jimmy's the Make-A-Wish Foundation for guys who aren't dying. Who just want to have a good
time.
Anyway.
I held out all week to be on the date Jimmy Kimmel's on, too.
Oh, really? You did.
What's up,
right?
Crystal? What's up?
I almost called yesterday, too.
What's your question?
I was masturbating with my baton.
Yeah. Boy, those halftime shows are getting really liberal. It's been a while since I've attended a high school football game, but a lot has changed.
I've seen the ass tuba, but never the...
All right.
And I was wondering if I could injured myself if I put it in too far.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that why they put those rubber balls on the end of it, so you don't cut... No.
What are you doing, Crystal?
Well, I don't see my boyfriend for, like, weeks at a time.
Oh, okay.
And I don't have, a real...
this is why I want to make Adam talk to his therapist. It's for behavioral...
What, are you in high school or something?
No.
Well,
I graduated.
What do you do with the baton? I mean, why do you have a baton?
Well, I used to be in baton when I was, like, eight and stuff. I was in parades. Yeah.
Well, I think it's great. I mean, most people just throw those things in a closet. At least you're using it.
Yeah, mine is, like, in my Alhambra bottle next to my bed. So...
Huh?
I don't know what an Alhambra bottle is.
I put money in it.
Oh, of course.
Can you invest some of that money in maybe a more practical device?
I don't know.
You're not using one of those novelty wooden guns that the drill team uses.
Chinatown and pick
Good thing
up.
She wasn't a flag twirler.
Crystal, what's wrong with you? Are you nuts? Do you have problems?
Probably. What? I always talk to my friend about how I have problems and that I should call the show, but I've really never had a question.
Well, here you are.
Yeah.
What are the kind of problems you have?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been manic depressive for a while, but I'm just self-diagnosed. I mean, I tried to see a psychologist,
mm-hmm.
but she just pissed me off the way she was, like, judging me and the way she looked at me. I just didn't like it.
Right. You can't have that. You can't have them looking at you.
Yeah. They should tell you you're completely self-actualized and send you on your way with your baton. Hey, but Crystal, what are you doing now? You graduated high school.
Yeah.
And are you working? You go to college?
No. I've been filling out applications for a job.
Crystal, why don't you get somebody to take a look at you? See, you know, if you really feel you're bipolar.
She doesn't like them looking at her. That's why, Drew.
Yeah, and I don't think I like women psychologists either.
All right, well, get yourself
she was like a counselor. I wanted a psychiatrist.
All right, get yourself a male psychiatrist and see if there's something to help you with this. Because to me, this sort of has a self-destructive sound to it.
Well, it's not like I was really shoving it. I had like one end in my feet, and I was laying down.
Oh, interesting.
And so it's not like I was...
And what were you with your hands? You were leading the band. Listen, Crystal, I forget about baton and the vagina aside, which I end up saying almost every week on this show. I can hear in your voice that you're depressed and that you have some issues to work
I'm
out.
I'm nervous, really. This is I get like weird.
Okay, so, but right? Listen, you're living at home. You got a baton in you.
You got to give her points for creativity, though, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Right?
It was pretty good.
Get a little therapy. And what about your boyfriend? Where is he, in prison?
No, he's not in prison. I just don't see him much because he, like, works and he doesn't have his own car and he lives far away. He's working on his car, though.
All right. Where does he live? How far away?
I don't know.
Maybe like try putting a pogo stick up you and you hop over there.
Right.
You don't know?
I don't know. I've ridden the bus over there and I don't really pay attention in car rides. I just stare out the window.
Right.
Okay. How old is he?
Even when you're driving?
He's 22.
All right. I don't trust him. I don't know why.
Most of my friends say that. But
I worry a little about you.
I've never met him.
Is your dad around?
Well, no.
No.
I used to visit him every Friday when I was littler, but then around sixth grade, I just didn't care anymore and I didn't really want to go.
And you don't like your mom?
She's okay. She's drunk most of the time.
All right.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, Drew, see, I told you I had problems.
Yes, Drew, why is it that, and this could just be my perception, but it seems like so many more people are on these drugs and they're able to be medicated and hopefully be regulated and all that stuff, but it seems like there are so many more crazy people. Are we building a tolerance to these drugs?
No, and I don't know that it's true that more crazy people, but they're true that there's more effed up families, and that's creating more effed up people.
Interesting.
And they may not be crazy, but there's a lot of effed up qualities about people.
And by effed, you mean what?
just a generic term.
Oh, I see.
But that the behavior is the lack of self-worth, the lack of ability to regulate.
Because when I was a kid, there was one kid in the class that was crazy, the crazy kid in the class. And right. at like around 2 in the afternoon, he had to go to the nurse and take a pill. And yeah. then he'd come back, and we'd all make fun of him because he had to go take his pill. Well, but there was only therapy. One. And now it seems like maybe there's like 26 kids that have to go take the pill while the one normal kid sits behind.
Well, listen, you ever see those Roach commercials for Raid?
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about how they lay eggs and how right. they expand and how, you know, you start off with one crazy family and they pop out a couple of kids and then they have a few kids. And before you know it, it's like if you see those maps of World War II when they had the Nazi Germany taking over Europe, it's that kind of thing. It's just that big sea of crazy people that are producing kids. She'll have a couple of kids with her crazy boyfriend whose whereabouts she does not know, and then there'll be more crazy people.
We used to live in a time when people were helped to contain their behaviors. Last 20 years, like, hey, let it all hang out. It's whatever you want. Well, part of that is, you know, having a bunch of kids, doing whatever the hell you want, letting the kids live in the garage with a popcorn tin. And it
I blame those Have It Your Way commercials.
No, yeah. It's the Nike Your World.
The Reebok Your World, I blame.
Yeah.
Jason,
yep.
Have It Your Way. You're 19. What's up?
I noticed a bump the other day, like, just at the top of my pubic hair region.
Mm-hmm. Is it got a little white, like, hard thing on top of it?
It looked kind of similar to, like, an ingrown hair.
Right, right.
And it, like, I pinched it, and it kind of got that yellow stuff like a zit would.
Oh, so that's probably what it is, an ingrown hair, then.
It's really, really, really sore.
Well, you might be getting an infection, a serious infection, so you need to have somebody look at that.
Got a Lancet.
Yeah, you got to pour some gasoline on that thing and keep pinching it.
Right.
I mean, you can get really serious infections from that.
Just put some zit cream on it.
Right now, hot towels would be the best thing. Hot compresses, okay?
Uh-huh.
But if it starts, you get fevers, if you feel sick, you've got to be seen immediately.
All right.
You can get pretty serious infections.
Jimmy, do you remember when the second carbuncle went on my ass?
Yeah.
You were in my life at that point.
Yes, yeah.
And we went out and ate Mexican food to celebrate. I had a gift certificate.
It's destruction.
I had like a half off over at the Rusty Burrito or some one of those crazy. What
I
place
remember
did
it
I
was
have?
In like,
it was in like Glendale.
Yeah.
I was celebrating the fact that I'd been limping for a week.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, it was like giving birth. It really was.
It blew? Did it get all over the room and stuff?
It went. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm telling
you. It's something you never forget.
It was under pressure.
There's a lot. I don't want to be too graphic.
There's a nice bouquet to that.
But a lot of this white substance came out and sort of dripped down, and it really looked like gay porn. It really looked like the end of a gay porn on my ass. It was really horrible.
I don't know if you know what that looks like.
I can close my eyes and imagine what that looks like.
I did some gay porn in the late 70s.
Ryan?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Oh, yeah. I have some girl problems right now.
All right.
I've been dating this girl, Erica, for about 2 months already.
Right.
And she's been like, I don't know if I should give her another chance because she's been telling me like all this kind of stuff. Like, that she's been going out with like this much. Well, actually, no. She's been telling me, like every other day, she'll be telling me that like, a couple of...
What was that?
I think Mom popped in.
You know what I love about this show? I love the fact that it just starts at 10 and it's over at midnight. And it doesn't matter if we don't help anybody or if they hang up or they just tell these rambling stories with no end to them. Or I talk about my carbuncles. It doesn't matter. I go home at midnight. I love that aspect of this job. I really do. Because other jobs, if this was a regular job, like when I worked carpentry, I couldn't leave because nothing would have gotten done.
Right.
You said, be like, the door you were supposed to hang is still not hung, and it's been 6 hours. You're not leaving until it's hung. Right. But this is great. That's what I love about it. I mean, you get fired, I guess. Right?
Yeah, you could. Anderson, do you saw the tape of that woman that was talking about that opening call we had that one night when the girl was talking about something really explicit, and her mom... it's gone.
Her mom came in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hi, Mom. Good night. I love you. And then back to
crazy finger banging hand job stories. Sylvia?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yep.
What's up?
After my last couple of periods, well, maybe 3 or 4, I've had a reoccurring yeast infection. And I went to my doctor, and he didn't seem concerned about it at all. He prescribed, like, a pill to take, you know, like, once, and then it should go away. And he gave me a couple of refills on it so I could, like, you know, get rid of it.
When was this?
A couple months ago.
All right.
And so I, like, got the prescription when my yeast infection came back. And then the last couple of times, it hasn't, like, totally gone away. So I don't know what to do because I've tried the over-the-counter.
Have you gone? No, the Diflucan that they gave you is the most powerful stuff, so that's fine. Have you gone back to talk to the doctor about it?
Not yet.
Well, why don't you do that?
Why can't you buy that under the counter?
Diflucan?
Or over-the-counter?
I was reading, I didn't read the article, but there was a headline in the LA Times today that they're going to allow for internet purchases of drugs. So there may be some opening
up. If that gets in the wrong hands, though, I mean, yeah, we could wind up never have any more bread.
Yeah, kids with a tube of antifungal cream, they could really run amok.
They start making pizza dough.
11-year-old gets hold of that Diflucan.
Look out.
Sniffing it with his buddies out in the alley.
So, Sylvia, they're certainly well known that it can cause blood sugar problems, can cause recurrent yeast infections. Inadequate sort of eradication of the yeast from the Diflucan can do it, but that's usually a very good medication. Other alterations of your immune system, if you have something else going on in your system, your body that hasn't been detected yet.
Okay.
And maybe it's not a yeast infection. There are other sorts of things that seem like yeast infections that are not. So you need to get back there. And if this is a gynecologist you were seeing?
No, it's just my regular.
It may be time to see a gynecologist.
It's really, it's like a whole ecosystem, the vagina. And as you, if you introduce something new into it, it can destroy it. Which is bizarre to me.
Yeah, it sets up a whole new wildfire or something. It's like
you hear those stories about some frog jumping on some freighter and going to some continent that doesn't have any natural enemies against it and eating. Like what happened in Louisiana. Yeah. Right.
What happened in Louisiana?
With the Nutria. Giant rats.
Yeah, the guy who invented Tabasco and McElhenney brought in the Nutria, these rats, these horrible rat creatures, to hunt them. But, you know, he brought in like a couple of dozen, but they multiplied.
No, he brought them in to do a fur business.
Oh, he did. That's right.
These are rats?
I thought they were for sport hunting.
No,
and then,
no, it's like, no? Like hunting rats.
Oh.
Now they're hunting them.
Oh.
So here's what it is. There's these giant rats. Yeah. I mean, they're sort of like a possum, but they're more like just a giant rat.
Yeah.
And they're called Nutria, and they have fur that's kind of decent. And so the guy brought them in, I don't know, turn of the century or something, or maybe early in the last century, and he was raising them to use their fur. And then, like, a typhoon blew all the cages over, and they all got out, and then they multiplied like rats do. And now they eat roots, and the bridges fall down and stuff, and they're all over the place.
And they're vicious.
Horrible, vicious rat creatures that are running all over Louisiana, and they just keep multiplying, and they put, like, a bounty out on them, like a dollar a nutrient.
These geniuses have also tried to convince people they taste good. But they got pictures of them, like, cooking them, and the big tails hanging out of the pot and stuff.
Oh,
it's terrifying.
Yeah, here's the thing. I like eating stuff with furry tails. Not bear striped tails.
Yeah.
That's a rat tail or a possum tail. The prehensile tail. You know, the tail that actually does something.
That fleshy tail.
Yeah, the fleshy tail. Ugh. It's no good. I'm trying
like
to think.
Eat a nice monkey or something like that.
Right, a nice furry tail.
Yeah.
Yeah, or a cute tail like pigs. Pigs got a nice tail. Yeah. What do pigs even have tails for? Do they really need those? They're 400 pounds. They got an ounce and a half worth of curly tail hanging over their anus. What does that do?
It's so the curly penis doesn't feel bad.
Mm. Oh, yeah, they got a curly penis.
Yep. They got a corkscrew penis and a curly tail.
Maybe everything's corkscrewy on those pigs. All right, let's look into this.
Can somebody get on the internet?
All right. When we come back, we're going to let's find a good call on there. Would you, Drew? The masturbation, the epididymitis. You want to do that one?
These are the only two new ones we have up here.
All right. Well, we're going to get the world's best call when we come back with Jimmy Kimmel, Man Show, Sunday night, Comedy Central.
Loveline will be right back, so get your problems ready.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew, Jimmy Kimmel, and Fen, the knife salesman, is here tonight.
What are we going to do with this guy? You know what we're going to do is just make a run for it.
Listen.
He'll tackle you.
I told that Joker I'd buy two cleavers off of him.
Not enough. He told you.
It's not enough.
To the tune of $115 a cleaver.
Really?
Yes, and that's a lot of cleaver.
No, you know what? You got to put your foot down. You can't give in to this. The guy calls you on your cell phone in the middle of the day.
Gotta sell more. It scares me what my wife did.
To come to your home at 7:30 in the morning.
A anti-venom. I know. An antitoxin to venom.
Right.
Anti-venom.
Here's what we were talking about during the break. Why is it that what comes out of a snake or a spider is called venom, and the thing that they inject into you to cure that is called anti-venin.
See, you guys thought it was boring what goes on in between the breaks.
Oh, where did the M go? And I'm saying someone just did that to confuse us people who don't like to think that much. Mike?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, first of all, Adam, Jimmy, you're both brilliant, brilliant men.
Thank you.
I have to say that I watched The Man Show. I'm religiously.
All right, Mike.
As a doctor, how does that make you feel, Drew?
Makes me feel?
And he declares us brilliant.
Yeah, that's why I want to get right to the question. I don't want to waste any more time with this individual.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, but I'm afraid Dr. Drew's a genius, so I have to ask him. Okay. My question is, can you get epididymitis from masturbation?
Yes, you can.
And Jimmy seems to have experienced this.
I don't even know what that is. What is that, epididymitis?
Give me an example of it.
Inflammation of your urethra.
Your epididymis.
Well, it's often, right up under your nuts there.
Did you just fart?
No, I didn't.
I thought I heard something.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Yeah, so, yeah, but holding up a big book, Drew, on the radio.
See that packaging center up on top of the testy here? This little cap gets
right.
Inflamed.
How come the guys in the drawings always have a bigger penis than I do?
Well, just think of the probabilities.
Jimmy just farted into the microphone.
It's a small one.
Here's epididymis here, this big thing.
Yeah, Drew, you're on the radio. You're disproving this guy's theory that you're a genius here.
I have explained to Drew many times how visual aids do not work on the radio, but he refuses to listen to me.
Now become taken away by the male penis. He's gone into a real trance, yeah.
Hey, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, so it can.
Okay, great. So
how many times are you doing it a day?
Well, it's not really excessive, maybe like once in a while, but I have epididymitis as a recurring problem. I've had it a couple times in my life, and I understand that once you have it once, you're probably going to get it again.
Yeah, you're prone to it.
So when, when the doctor asks, usually I'm not sexually active, but yeah. I do masturbate. So right. I guess when the doctor asks, I should probably say that I do that. Huh?
Yeah, and then high five him. That's what you do.
If you say no, what do you say? No, I don't masturbate. I'm 18. A urologist. He's gonna.
and you know what? When I was a kid, I used to masturbate without. I hadn't figured out the used lubrication thing.
Yeah.
And I used to really rub myself to the point where things would mushroom out. Yes.
I know that because Adam has told your story many times on the air.
Yeah, and it was scary, like a full size, like a portobello mushroom. We're talking about here. Like coming out. I remember I went to the gym with my dad one time. I really had to hide, hide in the corner when I changed because I didn't. I know he would have rushed me right to the doctor, and then that would have been it.
I'm not a lube man, as I've explained to Drew.
Yeah, I understand this. But, Jimmy, remember when you were justifying Adam's masturbatory habit?
Yeah.
Consider your own.
But I was a kid when I was,
Yeah, that's what he says, too. Yeah, it's when I was in high school.
Right. But I'm saying this, Drew, is I venture that we hang out with a lot more guys than you do.
Yeah, but
you're amongst the male nurses.
It's not necessarily normal for all men to rub their penis until it nearly rubs off.
Well, I didn't know until I discovered. I mean, this is what
Adam's very serious about
learning. This is what,
That it is a flesh that can be removed from tissue.
Use something on that. Even if you have to go get a handful of margarine from the...
I see.
Yeah, but don't use shampoo.
Not shampoo. That you'll learn quickly, though.
Right.
Or soap. Soap's bad, too.
Jana?
Drew acts like he doesn't masturbate.
No, he does.
Yeah.
What do you want, Anderson? You want a lightning round?
No,
I don't do lightning round. I only do lightning round when there's no guest. Can't do lightning round with a guest.
Unacceptable.
Thank you.
Jana, what's up?
You know that.
Hi.
What's up?
Well, my question is, I was told that women reach their sexual peak around 30 years old.
30, 35, yeah.
30, 35, okay. Well, I was just wondering because my recent current partner, I have orgasms and they're multiple and they're not the clitoral orgasms. And it's the first time I've had orgasms like that, and I'm wondering if that has something to do with it, or...
Is this a new partner?
Yes.
Well, how do you know the difference between the vaginal and the clitoral?
You just mean during intercourse you have orgasm, and you didn't have it during intercourse before.
Right.
Yeah, that
that's good.
It's all clitoral. I mean, it doesn't matter what, really.
All right, so
it's all clitoral.
Yeah, that's my grandfather used clitoral. To say that.
Yeah,
but... You can now have the orgasm via intercourse.
Yes.
Well, I've been able to have clitoral orgasms before, but this is...
So answer Adam's question.
I'll tell you, our listeners, I've said this many times, I would match their stupidity up against any other talk show, any regional or national. Because they will give you any answer but the easy answer. They'll just go ahead and phrase it a different way.
No.
Starts with no, and then they usually repeat back what you just said.
Maybe it's the guy. Maybe he pumps harder. His penis is bigger.
You're just into this guy, right?
Well, yeah.
You're really into this guy.
I guess.
Okay. Hey, Miss Excitement. What do you do for a living? You an auctioneer? Or are you a... What do you do?
I'm a retailer. I sell things.
Really?
You sell knives?
Are you high right now?
No, not at all.
Tired?
No.
Do you think that we called you and asked you about your orgasms?
No.
All right. We're going to let you go. Enjoy the orgasms. Thank you.
It's not about aging, although that helps. It's about the person you're with.
Now, I've said this many times, that the vagina breaks in like a good catcher's mitt
does. You've also said that it's there's a lot of the stuff that goes into the vagina that, you know, that makes it work.
But I also think... What are you saying? I don't know what that is.
The emotional connection.
Oh, yeah. But I also think it's like this. If I could use an example, that the vagina is tight early on in life, and it's very stingy. It's like a slot machine that doesn't pay off.
Right.
And it starts to loosen up.
Uh-huh. It accumulates quarters
as
dollars.
As it gets older.
And the
orgasms start coming out more frequently and more easily.
The payoffs, yeah.
And you talk to all the 17, 18, 19-year-old women who call this show, they're not having orgasms. And all of a sudden, magically at 29 or 30, they're having them, the same woman. And ladies, you can look forward to this. Your vagina at 19 will not be the vagina you'll have at 29 or 35, whereas we'll have half the penis we had at 19 at 35, which is what we have to look forward to. But that's all right, because we'll make up for it in the form of shoes and cars.
Right.
We'll get boots and sports cars and make up for that. Edith?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Uh-huh.
Wow, that was my grandmother's name.
I was going to say, were you named after your grandmother?
Yes.
You were named after my
great-grandma, actually.
Really? Yeah, because nobody would name their kid Edith otherwise.
My daughter's middle name.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
All right, well, somebody would name their... Really? I got to make fun of her.
I would never go with it for the first name, but...
No. Yeah, it's like Gertrude.
Yeah.
So what's up there, Edith?
Well, I just had my second child... 5 months ago, and for the pap smear came back abnormal, and the second one came back abnormal, and then they took a biopsy, and from in between those times I hadn't been able to have an orgasm.
Have you been nervous about this?
Well, yeah, because I try, but I mean,
have you been nervous about the dysplasia?
Yeah, kind of, but I really haven't, because, I started having sex when I was 18.
Are you nervous about the dysplasia?
Hold on, Drew, I'm going to go take a leak, all right?
Yeah, I'll ask
you just
one more
time. Keep banging away on the same question over and over again.
Are you nervous about the dysplasia?
Hold on, let me answer for her. I got my learner's permit when I was 15 and a half, and my daddy had a tractor. Now, I used to sit on his lap. Well, keep
going. And we puff into our jugs, and we just have a good old time riding up and down, stacking hay, unstacking hay, stacking it up again.
Edith, just say you were nervous, would you, so we could move on?
No.
Okay, good. Well, listen. And by the way, any of you think that you're breaking my heart when you hang up? No way. That's more me time on the air. Michelle?
Hi.
You're 20.
Yeah.
What's up?
I had a question about genital warts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fortunate enough to have them on my anus.
Oh, wow.
Bad times.
Yeah,
hold on. Time. Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
I'm going to ask. Do they are they just on the anus? They don't go anywhere else?
I'm not really sure. I think that they're pretty much contained in that area. And
is that where you've been having some activity?
No, I was raped when I was 17.
No.
And I guess that's where I got them, because none of my other partners have had them. So
you think that's where you got them?
Say it
yeah,
again.
You think that's, yeah.
That's the only one.
Yeah, I think that's where I got them, because none of my other partners have
put anything there.
Were you sodomized?
Were
you raped? Yes?
Yeah.
Lee.
How does that?
How does that work? Yeah.
I know.
It's like taking a cat. And,
no, I know this is.
Ask every guy in prison.
I guess. I can barely just have consensual straight sex sober. I couldn't imagine like holding someone down and first off, I know this gives them the erection, but how do you sustain and keep an erection when someone is like screaming and scratching you? I guess that's what gives them the erection. But then how do you do that against, you know what I mean? I mean, I couldn't get a dog to take a pill.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure that one out.
Yeah.
I couldn't get my dog into like one of those caring cases to go to the vet before it died. Michelle?
Yes.
What happened with this? I mean, were you did you have a gun or a knife, or were you screaming?
Yeah, well, I was screaming, but he turned the music on really loud, and I was actually at a party, and I was already kind of drunk, and I had been smoking, and I just was overtaken by him.
And there were a lot of people at the party?
There were people at the party, but it was his friend's house, and he knew the house pretty well, and he just locked the door, and it's actually somebody I went to high school with.
Really?
And
Did you bring charges against him?
I actually didn't. I reported it to the police, but I didn't bring any charges against him.
How come?
I was really just too freaked out, I guess. I didn't have the energy to deal with it.
Huh.
And actually, I ended up also getting pregnant from it.
Oh, wow.
Really
did you have the child?
No, I actually had a miscarriage.
Wow.
So. Well, and now another present from him.
Yeah.
And you should know that, I mean, it is important to have these treated. There is an increased risk of anal cancer with these warts.
Right, and I'm worried that I might have them internally, because obviously he was...
Yeah, also. Have you had abnormal pap smears?
Yeah, I've had normal pap smears. Everything's been fine. But I don't know how contagious are they, and what am I supposed to be doing? What am I not supposed to be doing?
Condoms.
Condoms
the whole time. Hold on. Condoms with the vaginal sex?
Yeah, I would.
Why?
Because this guy also put his penis in her vagina.
But she doesn't have warts there.
Not that she can see.
Not that I can see. But, I mean, if I carry it, like, what happens if we're just having sex and it, you know, his penis happens to brush against one? Like, is that contagious? Does that count?
Yeah, it counts. And
that sucks.
Yeah, but they get them controlled. They tend to sort of burn out. I brought out some data the other day where it showed that between 19% and 42% of people have these, so it's extremely common.
Yeah, I don't. But
not less than 1 in 5.
When I have sex, that's why I try not to hit the sides. I thread it right in.
You have no problem, dude.
You notice that game where you take the ring and you pull it along that metal thing and the buzzer will go off? It's the same theory. I can do that with my penis.
It's like when I tore down that clutch, you know.
That's right, threw a rebuilt kit on a slave cylinder. Hey, Michelle?
Yes.
That's a horrible, horrible story, and I'm sorry for what happened to you. I'm hoping, I'm a little worried. Did anything like this ever happen to you before?
Yeah, well, I had a lot of abuse as a child.
That's what we figured.
Yeah, because a non-abused individual would have reported the hell out of that.
Well, here's the thing, too, and I don't want to dump any salt in the wound, but here goes. If you had not been abused as a child,
he would have
bit this guy's penis off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see what I'm saying? Your dad or your family sort of gave you the victim posture, and this guy seized it and kept it going. And it's sad that the people who get abused end up getting more abused.
Mm-hmm.
But you're 20, and you know you can do some therapy and take charge of your life. And listen, don't I don't want you to be ashamed of this, but you get the new boyfriend. Don't go into the whole rape with the anal warts story. They'll freak the guy out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Just tell him where
to tell me had a frog as a kid.
Tell me put a baton up there.
Baton. All right.
You need to be wearing condoms all the time.
Yeah, forever. And they're not necessarily forever, because there is evidence these warts kind of die off by themselves.
Right, because it's last time I checked, or they checked, they said that there weren't any because they burned them off or whatever.
Well, but the virus may still be present, and certainly the virus is present in the anus area, so just kind of be safe.
I'll tell you, if I had warts burned off my anus, I would want more than a local anesthetic. I would want to be
a national anesthetic.
I'd like my family to be out too. All my loved ones and friends, everyone to go under. I want it to be like just a black day. It would not be recorded. The next day, you know, the paper would just have the following day. It would not, that day would be
a day of numbness and sorrow.
Right. Yes. Oh my God! Could you? And
all right, going to break.
And the little poof of smoke that comes up.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Although that would be kind of interesting.
It's a lovely smell.
Yeah. There's got to be some good to it. There's got to be some good about it.
What?
I don't. You know, it's like the caramel gum. There's got to be a certain amount of satisfaction goes into destroying them. I like the idea of destroying things that are bad in any situation.
Mm. Right. Maybe we could work out some sort of plan where we let Nutria eat the warts that were in the anuses and sort of find a good cause for them.
Good Tabasco times. Guy good on time. The job.
All right, we'll take a break. Jimmy Kimmel here from The Man Show, Sunday night, Comedy Central, 10 o'clock, and we'll be right back.
Back in a minute.
Yep, we are back with more Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Drew. Jimmy Kimmel is our guest tonight. Of course, you know his stellar work from The Man Show, Comedy Central, 10 o'clock, Sunday nights. Find out what all the buzz is about. Not buzz created by Comedy Central. I've not seen one goddamn billboard for our show.
Another show for you that's not advertised. Adam, every show you're involved with does not get any promotion. What
do you mean?
That?
MTV? Oh, you're right. They did nothing.
And this show?
Us. No, nothing for this show.
Man Show?
In the past, we have had a billboard or a bus stop or two. But if you notice, Comedy Central will get behind a show or two. I mean,
briefly,
they'll have a run. You'll see That's My Bush, and you'll see full size billboards and Glick and all that kind of stuff. But you don't see a whole lot of The Man Show. But that's all right, because it's a show that sells itself.
That's right.
And me mentioning it 140 times a night on the radio.
Yes,
Annette. Oh wait a minute! I got to push the button. Annette, you're 31.
Hi, Dr. Drew, Adam Krill. How you doing?
Good.
Mr. Krimmel, I love this show. It's a beautiful show.
Thank you. Mrs. Krimmel, thanks.
I hope you're having a nice evening.
We are. Are you drunk, or are you Asian, or what are you?
No, I'm a clean, pure human being. But my question is for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew, I want to be a substance abuse counselor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to know where you recommend the best place to get training and education.
Let me take this. Drew, Disneyland, actually.
Well, Annette, are you a recovering person?
No, I'm not.
No.
And I just want to help.
You want to be a KDAC, or what kind of degree do you want?
Just a certificate program or an AA degree, something like that.
Well, you're calling from Glendale, California?
Yes.
All right, you can check out Glendale College. They've got a good program. Okay?
Hey, Annette.
Glendale Community College.
I'm still not done with your nationality.
I'm Persian Armenian.
Okay, because you had something going on. I thought it could have been gender reassignment for a second, but it just turns out Armenian.
Okay, also, Dr. Drew, real quick.
Yeah.
What's the most addictive drug that adults are using right now?
Skittles.
Well, the drug that causes the worst addictive disease is heroin, but the one that becomes most rapidly addictive is actually cocaine.
Huh. What about alcohol?
What about it?
Hey, Annette?
Yeah.
You think he's going to give you a degree tonight? You go to the goddamn college and find out all this stuff, would you?
What about alcohol?
Yeah, have some.
She's going to be a delight.
People are going to go on drugs.
Yeah.
Ned.
It's just going to have the. It's just gonna like the only alcoholic meeting where people are actually nipping from flasks halfway into her speech.
Pass them around.
Pass around a bottle. Because they're standing over a trash can in Chicago. Carrie?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yeah. I had a question. I noticed the other day that my husband has a yellow tint to his sperm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if that's normal.
Can be. It can be infected.
Is he Chinese?
It can be blood.
No.
It can be blood, but it doesn't have to be anything if he's not having any other symptoms.
I had blood in my sperm recently.
Recently?
You know what I found?
These damn masturbating habits you guys have.
With the yellow sperm is, if I'll wait, like,
it's
you know.
It's cowardly. It goes back in.
It, what?
Nothing.
If I wait, you know, like, on a, I mean, it doesn't happen much, but if I haven't masturbated for a week or something like that, it tends to have a little bit more yellowish.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Maybe he's not masturbating that much.
And more lumpy, too, sometimes.
True story, took a spill on a moped when I was 19. I whacked my head. I was in a coma for a week, and I only jacked off twice. And I remember Ray telling me it came out kind of yellow.
Like country crock margarine.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. You'll be fine there, Carrie.
If he has no other symptoms, he's otherwise okay. I wouldn't worry about it. Really.
Okay.
But you know, he could mention to his doctor recently.
Yeah, it's strange. Uh-huh. Yeah, Jimmy had some blood in his semen.
Good deal of it, yeah.
A good deal of it.
Wow.
I even laid off masturbating for a couple of days.
That's what I'm saying, guys.
But I looked it up on the internet. You doctors have become obsolete. I looked it up on the internet. And it said it should, you know, it could be something, but you should look at it the same way you look at there's blood in your snot. Or, you know, something like
that. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. See, the internet. There you go. I called Adam, too, and he diagnosed me as fine.
You know, he brought it up in here on the air.
He did?
Times,
yeah. Great. Yes.
What do you think? He's not going to bring that up?
I didn't even tell my wife.
I could just see me eulogizing Jimmy going, well, first he got the incredible migraines with the masturbation. We laughed that off. Then blood came out of his semen. Who knew he was going to be struck by lightning while masturbating? What a way to go. I guess we, hindsight being 20/20, I guess we should have paid attention to some of the earlier signs, but what can you do now?
You know, I can't tell my wife any of these things because she will seize any perceived problem as a reason not to have sex with me. That's not her fault. You know, like, oh, no, we can't. You've got to, you know, become a whole deal.
That's right. Yeah, you'll give her some blood-borne disease through that.
All right,
let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is your radio. Loveline will be right back.
All right, well, fellas, that is it. I want to remind everyone to support our, and I think of Jimmy's a friend of the show. And as you know, we want to support our friends. So I'll tell you one more time. Comedy Central, The Man Show, Sunday nights, 10 o'clock.
Well, you know, you guys are terrific, and you're a terrific team. And, I mean, I really think this is going places. I'd like to see the two of you put the show on television.
Well, we have talked about it. We're looking for
I don't know if that'll work.
The right venue?
Yeah. Well, we'll discuss it.
But I'll be chatting tomorrow at 5 o'clock at Doctor.com, 5 p.m. Pacific time.
Naked.
The sex chat room.
I'll be chatting to a stewardess to freshen up my Bloody Mary tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Where are you going?
If anyone's, we're going to Cincinnati to play golf.
Yeah, Chris Collinsworth has a charity golf tournament.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And as I told the guy at the pro shop yesterday, we've conquered all the courses that are in California, and we're looking for a challenge. All right, I want to thank Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit, for doing a great job on the phones all week, and Damien for doing allegedly a good job on the phones. At least that's what he claims. I want to thank producer Ann, even though I'm not sure where she is. And, of course, Anderson, whose magic is done on a nightly basis behind the boards.
Lauren.
And, of course, Lauren for bringing her dog in here and bugging the guests. So, until next time.
Pan.
The biggest pain I've ever met.
In the ass.
So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
I really don't know what you see in Jimmy. He's like hairy and fat.
How dare you.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.